USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden continues to tell Americans and Russian President Vladimir Putin that his administration was fully ready for war all along. But Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, told Newsmax there's a lot more than just the Russian threat.
He should be focusing on Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. I call them the new axis of evil. And of course, we know that Russia and China and Iran were quite emboldened by what they saw take place in Afghanistan. The American people want answers.
Blackburn also reminded us that the United States will not stop buying Russian oil and that we continue to buy over 600,000 barrels per day. And in a big disappointment yesterday for baseball fans, the spring season has been pushed back for the first time in more than a quarter of a century. The league has started canceling games after the Players Union rejected the latest offer to end the three-month lockout. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Sarah's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Chris this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The president spoke for a short time on one thing that is hurting all Americans. With that story, here's USA's Tim Burr.
Inflation is robbing them of gains they thought otherwise they would be able to feel. I get it.
President Biden touching on an issue that many families are struggling with in the United States during his first State of the Union address. This, as a new NPR PBS Marist College poll, shows 56% of Americans calling the president's first year in office a failure. The president continues with why he believes inflation is at a 40-year high.
Our economy roared back faster than almost anyone predicted. The pandemic meant that businesses had a hard time hiring enough people because of the pandemic to keep up production in their factories.
There is some improvement in the latest COVID numbers. Cases over the last 2 weeks are down by 59% to just under 60,000. However, the average daily COVID deaths are still sitting at 2,000 per day, and the total confirmed deaths at almost 1 million. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Matthew Perna, who had pled guilty to four charges stemming from the January 6, 2021 breach of the Capitol, committed suicide while awaiting sentencing. The Mercer County Coroner's Office in Pennsylvania said Perna killed himself at his residence. According to prosecutors, Perna entered the Capitol after the doors had already been breached by demonstrators. Perna stayed in the building for about 20 minutes. He was seen on video chanting with the crowd. His obituary said Matthew Lawrence Perna died of a broken heart. His community, his country, and the justice system killed his spirit and his zest for life. He did not harm anyone, and he stayed within the velvet ropes taking pictures. For this act, he's been persecuted by many members of the community, friends, relatives, and people who had never met him. Perna was scheduled to be sentenced on April 1st. Carjackings have skyrocketed over 200% in multiple big cities across the country as law enforcement officials and crime experts pled with lawmakers on Capitol Hill to address the rampant issue, with one official warning that anyone in a car is a potential victim. Law enforcement and executives from crime monitoring agencies from across the country convened to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee for a hearing to address the trends related to carjackings. During his time at the microphone, National Insurance Crime Bureau President and CEO David Glau said that carjackings have soared by 286% in New York City, and Philadelphia saw the second highest increase with 238%, followed by Chicago, Washington, D.C., and New Orleans. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.